Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot, and later in the show, my co-host Jim DeRogatis and I will answer some questions from our listeners in an Ask the Critics segment. But first, in honor of it being leap year and the time of year our clocks spring forward, we're sharing our favorite songs about time.
And then one day you find 10 years have gone behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun.
Greg, that of course is the opening of Time by Pink Floyd from The Dark Side of the Moon. Probably the most famous song in rock history about that subject, time. Also, I would add, the greatest tuned rototom solo ever. I love Nick Mason on drums there. You know, this idea of time in rock and roll, the time signature that drives rock and roll is so simple. 4-4-1-2-3-4, mm-hmm. 1-2, right? You know, but playing with the clock and incorporating that element and thinking existentially of our time on Earth and making the most of our time and the great rock and roll credo, be here now, live for the moment, right? You know, we always have these lists of great topics for songs to examine that have, you know, across the genres have dived into this topic. And time's been on the list for a long time. It's time now to do our show about great songs about time.
Yes, many, many to choose from, Jim. And I'm going to kick it off with a song by Ice Cube, the great N.W.A. Rapper. And Ice Cube's solo career, immediately after he left N.W.A., especially those early Ice Cube records, early 90s, really strong records, powerful music, describing what it was like to be a young African-American growing up in a neighborhood like Compton, California, a ghetto run by gangs, rife with police harassment to hear N.W.A. and others talk about it on their records. This was part of the culture of the 80s that led to the L.A. riots in the early 90s, this atmosphere of violence, paranoia, and day-to-day fear that led up to that rioting. Ice Cube addresses it in the song It Was a Good Day, which is basically, you know, when you talk about a song about time, he's basically taking us through a typical day that he experienced growing up in Compton. What was that day like? The song begins with him saying, just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. Thank God I'm alive to live at least a few more hours today. Not sure about what tomorrow's going to be like, but today I've got these few hours at least that I got up in the morning and I'm alive. And it ends 2 in the morning, got a fast food hamburger, you know? Mm-hmm. And the day's a pretty good day. He's almost having this fantasy about everything's going well today. I don't have to worry about getting shot. I don't have to get worried about getting picked up by the police because of the color of my skin. I don't have to worry about fate turning a corner and looking at a Glock. It's this kind of world that is so rare for the benefits that can be extended to a human being, the basic things that we take for granted, like having a meal, coming home safely, going to bed at night without hearing the sound of gunfire on the street corner. So Ice Cube, a very ironic look at what it was like to grow up in that neighborhood and giving thanks for surviving it day to day. So a diary-like song, It Was a Good Day, was a huge hit, had tremendous resonance in the 90s, helped build Ice Cube's solo career. But I think on another level, as a song about time and speaking to the culture that young men like Ice Cube grew up in, it's still a timeless song in its own right. Ice Cube, It Was a Good Day on Sound Opinions.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. To stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight, and everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day.
to the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards, cause just yesterday them boos tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a brother's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching your MTV raps. What's the haps on the craps? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of homies and watch me break 'em with the.
It was a good day from Ice Cube on Sound Opinions, a song about time. What do you got first for us, Jim?
Greg, I've been on a bit of an XTC kick lately, really rediscovering those perfect power pop albums that that group made. I'm going to go a little left of XTC, though, for their alter ego band, the Dukes of Stratosphere. The Dukes of Stratosphere was the costume, much like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, that XTC put on in 1985. They released a mini album on April Fool's Day, appropriately enough, initially not saying it had any connection to the group. People figured it out soon enough. The psychedelic Beatles of Revolver, of Sgt. Pepper's, bands more obscure than that like The Creation, and of course the Syd Barrett Pink Floyd, had always been huge influences on XTC. And this was that band having some fun. You know, XTC, despite the effervescence of so much of the music, was not a fun band. Andy Partridge suffered from agoraphobia and horrible stage fright. It ended the group's touring career. You know, his bandmates Dave Gregory and Colin Moulding sort of resented that, and Andy was a bit of a dictator, you know, always setting the terms for the recordings. They had worked with Todd Rundgren and not gotten along because nobody told Andy Partridge what to do. But here, they were goofing around. I think that the title of the mini album, 25 O'Clock, is the best thing they did as the Dukes of Stratosphere, in part because psychedelic rock is especially obsessed with time. All right? One of the things, so I've read, about the psychedelic experience is the elongation and then the speeding up of time. The clock no longer ticks the way you think it's going to. Of course, there is no 25 o'clock. And the maudlin sort of melancholy part of the song comes in, that Andy Partridge is singing about 25 o'clock is when you're going to be mine. That's when we'll be together till the end of time. He's longing after this woman who is finally going to be his. He's going to realize his dreams of love at 25 o'clock, except it's never going to be 25. Right? What a perfect pop song. Here's the Dukes of Stratosphere on Sound Opinions. 'Twas the Dukes of Stratosphere, XTC in disguise with 25 O'Clock.
Good stuff, Jim. When we come back, we're going to tick through some more of our favorite songs about time. And later, we'll answer a few questions from our listeners in another Ask the Critics segment. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.